Morning, Mike.
So 5G sort of tied up yesterday. I don't know what I'm more interested in. Team New Zealand, of course, the tie up with the 5G and the potential for that. But of course, also Spark has got lots of trouble around 5G, haven't they? And the government and auctions and when anyone's ever going to get their act together on it.
Yeah. So get ready. Yep, 5G is on its way. Now we have talked about it a bit, and Spark yesterday have announced their intention to launch a 5G network by 2020. Now, just in case anybody out there is not up with speed, 5G is the latest development in cellular technology. It's faster, it's more responsive, apparently can be as quick or quicker than wired broadband. And apparently the word, Mike, is latency. Latency is the word, which apparently means that you can do real-time stuff faster. That is the layman's explanation of that. But I find it really interesting, actually, this launch of the 5G network, because it creates those interesting dynamics, doesn't it, given how much money we spent on rolling out the nationwide ultra-fast broadband network. But it is my understanding, and I admit to be a little bit of a Luddite in these matters, that you can operate both, that they can coexist, because in sparsely populated areas, ultra-fast broadband is still very useful, and in the populated areas, you want the 5G. Yeah, Spark, so they announced this yesterday, they had the big countdown clock, wanting to launch it on the 1st of July 2020 in conjunction with Emirates Team New Zealand. The idea is that they'll get some sites up and running on a pre-commercial basis, and Emirates Team New Zealand will use those for a whole lot of funky stuff to analyse data, stream live video. People could stand around with virtual reality headsets on and pretend to be on the boat and all that sort of stuff. Yes, but you're right. There are regulatory hurdles. The government hasn't actually auctioned off any spectrum yet. So they're trying to put the government under a little bit of pressure here. Simon Malta, the Spark CEO, has said that for them to hit the target, the government has to auction that spectrum early to mid next year. And of course, not lost on observers that Spark will have a whole lot of support, won't they, that they would love to stream through these high-speed channels. And of course, the other interesting wrinkle, of course, Mike, is that Spark has got Huawei in the background as their 5G partner, and they have struck problems on this front in Australia because the Australian government doesn't like them being involved. So that all gets quite interesting, really, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Where's the services sector at?
The Business New Zealand performance of services, and we had performance of manufacturing released yesterday or Friday. We talked about that yesterday morning. Followed up yesterday performance of services. So that sort of rounds out a view of activity in New Zealand at the moment. What's the verdict? Pretty good, Mike. The PSI, 55.4, 1.2 points higher than September and above the long-term average of 54.5. Activity sales, 57.8 as a subsector. We haven't seen that level since July. New orders, 57.9, which is good. Employment picked up to levels we haven't seen since last December as well. Remember what we talked yesterday, we talked about the manufacturing index. You also saw a bounce back in employment there. So both of those results more consistent with that very strong quarter three employment figures released yesterday. So if you combine the two numbers, it gives you a view that perhaps we're not going to see the slowdown in GDP in the fourth quarter that's been forecast. Remember, the RBNZ, they had 0.7 for the third quarter, 0.5 for the fourth quarter. This is suggesting that we could perhaps get a higher outcome in the last quarter. So, Mike, maybe the old folk singer economy is a little bit racier than we think.
What are you thinking? Maybe. A little to a Bon Jovi?
Yeah, a little Bon Jovi and upper G or whatever.
Take it easy. What are the numbers?
Okay, the Dow Jones, 25,000 on the button, and that's down 412 or 1.6%. So Apple and Facebook both off a bit, dragging these indexes down. The S&P 500, 2691, down 45 or 1.6%. And the NASDAQ really getting hit hard, 7063, which is down 184 or 2.5%. So weaker in the US. The FTSE 100, 7000. Down 13, the Nikkei 21821, down 140, the Shanghai Composite 2703, up 24. Sorry, actually the Nikkei was up yesterday. The ASX 200, 5693, down 37, and the NZX 58792, yesterday down 17. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker this morning, 0.6833 against the US, 0.9374 Aussie, 0.5969 euro, 0.5322 pounds, 76.9 yen. Gold trading at $1,223 US dollars, and Brent crude off a little bit, $66.18.
Fantastic stuff. See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz, of course.